She wide open with a penis all up in your vagina, man. You don't have no defenses.
You know, everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? I can understand that.
She wide open with a penis all up in your vagina, man. You don't have no defenses.
Whoa, whoa.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Doing big old Mac-ish things, broadcasting live from Flaw Scandalous. Let's see who's on the phone hotline. Hello?
Hey, how you doing, King Flex?
Hey, what's up, man? What's your name?
My name is Ray, and I'm calling from Las Vegas.
All right, what's up? I was just up there in Vegas a few days ago. What's on your mind, man?
Man, I had two-part question, man. I was wondering, is it worth the effort of trying to hit on the first date? And what's your percentage of hitting it on the first date?
That's a very good question. It really depends. When you're with a female, you should really feel her vibe out. Like I always say, man, the best time to get the ass is within the first 72 hours of meeting a female. A lot of guys think if you wait a long time that the woman is going to wear down and then give in. Women know immediately whether or not they want to bang you. So you just got to play it cool and just be real mackish about it. And try to get your foot in the door as quickly as possible. Now, if the vibe is kind of sketchy, she's giving you a sketchy kind of vibe where you don't know whether she's hot or cold as far as being receptive to you, you should just kind of chill out on the first date and just be real smooth and just real mackish and just lay back. And then on the second date, you kind of put your bid in. And as far as my percentage rate, man, I've reached the pinnacle of the game, and I used to pull them out the club and bang them that night. So I've thrown in a towel as far as that because it wasn't no competition. It wasn't no challenge. I couldn't get any more thorough in the game. That's why I'm teaching you and my other brothers how to do the techniques that I've used. You feel me?
I feel you.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, player. Not to brag about myself. I don't like bragging about myself. I really don't. But this is why I teach you cats, because I've done this shit. There's no challenge to me. I don't give a damn about banging on the first date. I know I can do that. That's easy. But what's up, everybody? I'm glad you're tuning in to the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Broadcasting from Flaw Scandalous, California. Today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD. And don't forget, y'all, May 1st, which is May 1st is either tomorrow or the day after next. I don't even know. I think today is the 30th. And I don't know if tomorrow's the 31st or the 1st. But whenever May 1st is, that's when I'm going to send out the links to the Mac Lesson special, Tariq Nasheed, live at Yale. You can order the link right now. Pre-order it at MacLessons.com. It's only $10. You get to see me spit game, some Ivy League game. And also at MacLessons.com, you can get the Mac Lessons in Brazil special. You can get the Mac Lessons Mackin' for Money special. You can download both of those right now for those who don't know, but most of you already know that now. Now that we got all that out the way, on today's show, we're going to take calls from listeners. And we're going to talk about a subject that keeps popping up, been popping up a lot lately. We're going to talk about being Mr. Nice Guy. The ramifications of being a Mr. Nice Guy type of brother. I've been getting a lot of emails lately by guys complaining about being too nice to women and getting run over. Being too accommodating to females. Being too accessible to females. being too compromising with females. I want to touch on that for a quick minute. Now, what made me want to touch on this was an email that I got from a gentleman. What's his name? Tim Boss. What's up, Tim Boss? Now, Tim Boss sent an email. He said, "What's up, Flex? Just wanted to ask you a question. I got this chick that I've been kicking it with for a while. A lot of stuff has become very real between us, and I thought that we were going to be together. She started playing games, and I felt that I was getting the bad side of the relationship. Granted, we wasn't going out, and I still hit it. And we were close. So I asked my cousin, what should I do? And he said I should ignore the female, because if you ignore her, she will want you more, and she will start straightening up, and she'll act like she has her mind together. So I did just that, and she was calling me all crazy, texting me, asking me what she did, what was wrong with me, blah, blah, blah. I finally decided to end a week of silence on my end and hit her up. Tell me why this chick said she was talking to someone, and now she's and now she's dating that nigga because I wasn't there. Now, let me get back to that. Let me see who's on the phone real quick. That's a good email. Hotline, who's on the phone?
Hey, what's up, Flex?
What's going on?
This is Manny.
Who is this?
This is Emmanuel.
The who?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel?
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on, Play? You sounding all Mac. You called up sounding like a nigga owe you money. God damn. What's on your mind, Emmanuel?
I sent you an email last night on MySpace about this chick that pretty much ditched me for this other nigga, and I sent you her picture and shit.
Okay, I'm reading your email on the air right now. This Tim Boss?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you called. I was just reading your email, player. So,
oh, yeah?
Now I want you to explain to the audience what's going on with that email. What happened?
Basically, man, I was not me chilling with this girl, man. I thought that she was, I thought she was the one or whatever, but I played a real simp. I was real simp about it, and fucking pretty much she dipped me or whatever. She's with another dude.
Now, hold on. Now, you broke up with her for like a week, right?
Nah, we was never going out.
Oh, so y'all were just kind of messing around?
Yeah, just messing around or whatever. And she was acting up.
Okay.
I mean, she was real acting up. So I took advice from one of my cousins. He was like, yo, ignore her for like, a couple of days a week, whatever, to act right.
All right.
So I did that. That whole week, I didn't call her. This chick, I guess she fell in love with another dude. I called her back. She was like, I'm seeing somebody else right now, and I think we should just break.
And so she fell in love with the dude that quick?
That's what I'm saying. I asked her, I was like, yo, so how deep was your love for me? You know what I mean? Like, if you really respected me and you really love me like you said you did, then, you know what I mean? You switch on with the other dude. But I was like, all right, whatever.
Wait. Now, you know she was messing with this dude all along, even while she was messing with you, right?
Nah, this dude was not in the picture at all. This dude just came in within a week. This brother's game must have been so tight, this brother came in within a week.
So, is that what she told you?
Yeah.
Because if that happened, her mind is real weak. She's a weak broad anyway. She's a choosy Susie, you know what I'm saying? If her mind is so weak that any nigga can make her fall in love within like a week's time after getting with her. You dig what I'm saying?
I talked to her about it. She's like, oh, this is somebody I knew from a while back, and he just came back in town, and he's living, and he's, you know, he just came back or whatever, and we started talking, and all my feelings came back for him.
So she knew him before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, and again, when she was talking to you, player, she was talking to him at the same time. This nigga didn't just pop up out of nowhere. That's why she was playing games with you. You dig what I'm saying? Fuck what she's saying. You got to look at all the nonverbal. She was still talking to that dude, planning on him to come back any day now. and you were just some, you know, some temporary shit until he got back. Women do shit like that, player. They have a nigga out of town, nigga in jail, nigga off in school, and they do their thing when he's out of town. They get them some temporary attention until that dude gets back, and that's what she did.
Yeah, I'm trying to get back in the game, but...
Well, she took you out the game? So she...
I'm trying to get back in the game. And I said to you, said put this on your blog, and I put this on your blog, and some of the players up on your blog, they were talking about what she's doing. Is she's talking that ego, like, by calling me back like 2 months later and trying to talk to me,
right?
Like, 2 months later, you know what I mean?
So how you feel about her now?
I mean, the game was still there for a while, but I'm really trying to charge into the game and try to keep it moving.
So your feelings are still there. Hold on, I got to put on some music for you. So the feelings are still there, even though this female is on some scandalous shit.
Yeah, man. I'm definitely trying to brush her off.
Hold on, I'm playing some music for you, player. Now, how long have you known this woman?
About 6-8 months.
And how many times did you hit it?
About 4 or 5 times.
4 or 5 times. Yeah. You just had you a nice, good old-fashioned hoe. You dig?
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about that, man. You had your good old-fashioned hoe. Just enjoy it. Charge that to the game. Or just sing along with Brian.
All right. I'm trying to move on, trying to talk to other females. But it's hard for me to talk to them now because this is what happened. What do you think I should do?
It's hard for you to talk to other females because of what happened with that broad did?
Yeah, I do not trust females.
I feel you, but you see what you should do, you just charge that to experience, man. I mean, again, you can't go through life just with your mind wide open and letting these females jug their stilettos in your heart. But you still got to get back out there in the game, man. Now you're wiser now. You know what I'm saying? You're not wounded. You're wiser. You know what to look for. You know what to avoid. You know the signs to look for. You know how to detach yourself. Just get you some ass and just keep that shit pushing.
True.
You feel it?
True, yeah. True.
All right, player. All
right.
All right, thanks for the call, man. Don't cry. You sound like you're about to start crying, bro.
Nah, dog. It's not connection. Let's go back. Let's go back connection.
Okay.
But, all right, good looking out, dog.
All right, homie.
All right.
Peace.
All
right. Oh, boy, sound like he was about to start boo-hooing, wasn't he? My dude. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Fellas, and that's what I'm talking about. These guys, you play the Mr. Nice Guy role, you get with these females. I should have asked him how old that female was. He sent a picture. She's a cute chick. I give him that. It's a cute broad, but fuck that. You still keep it gangster, man. You still peep game and don't fall for the okie doke. Well, this is my point about being the nice guy, being too accommodating to these females. A lot of times, man, men, when you're too accommodating to females, when you're too nice, when you're there for them, when you're a little too dependable, and you should be dependable, but you shouldn't be too accommodating. Let me change that up, because I like being dependable is cool. I like being dependable. You have to be a man of your word, but you can't be too accommodating. I'll explain that in a minute. Hotline, who's on the phone?
Yo, King Flex, what's up?
What's up? Who's calling?
Flawless from Chicago.
What's up, Flawless? What's on your mind, player?
Nothing much, man. I got a little question about this relationship thing.
Go ahead, man.
I'm 18, man. I'm going to graduate from high school.
All right.
And my girlfriend, she gave it to me.
Wait, hold on, Pippin. Let me turn the music off on you. You said your girlfriend lives with you?
Nah, she's like 2 years under me.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I'm like, you 18 and you got your girl living with you? I'm like, nigga, you better call U-Haul today.
That ain't cool. All right. Okay, so she's a year under you. She's 17.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the deal?
We've been going together for like a year, and everything been cool. But, like, now it's like girls coming at me, like, out of nowhere, man. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. It's like, shall I?
You pull your dick out and fuck them. That's what you do. Shit, you 18. That's what you do.
Yeah.
You move to the left. You move to the right. You 18 years old. This is what you do.
Wow, he's thrusting the penis in and out. Who is it? Whose vagina is it? Who it belongs to?
You do what? You do that.
What I said? Who? And then the woman starts calling out the man name.
Well, you don't need a girlfriend at 18, homie. You're 18 years old, dude. How long you been dealing with this girl?
For like a year and a couple of months now.
Yeah, just a little female you went to high school with?
Yeah.
Y'all went to the prom and all that?
Actually, prom right around the corner, like in a couple of days.
Oh, shit. Y'all going?
Yeah.
Okay, and the high school thing is cute. It's fun, the little puppy love thing, but the person that you're in high school with, most likely you're not going to be with that person forever. People just have to kind of accept that, especially men, because right now you haven't gone through your player stage, man. There's a lot of good old poontang. There's a lot of poontang out there that you want to get at. You know what I'm saying? But you don't want to feel guilty. And I understand that. You don't need a girlfriend at this moment, man. It's cool to date, but you got to, you know, let your lady know that you can't be too serious right now, because you know, you got college, man. You got your whole career ahead of you. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, but how should I, like, you know what I'm saying, bring that up to her, you know?
Now, was she a virgin when you got with her?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Now I see. Yeah. Okay. I kind of had a feeling that was the case. Yes, with them virgins, man, they got that sentimental thing going on, man.
Yeah, it's like you got real attached.
Yeah, they're real, real attached, man. It's really, really hard to shake them virgins, man. But you just got to be a man about it. And just be real cool and just be on some friendship shit with her. Just to let her know that you still have feelings for her as a friend and, you know, as a person that you're down with. But you're trying to do your thing in life. You're just not ready for a serious relationship. And she shouldn't be either. Now, on the same token, now, if she went out and got with the next nigga, you can't be tripping. I don't want to, you know, get a call from I don't want to get a call from you with sadness in your voice.
Nah, man, I feel you on that one.
You dig what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Now on the prom, now when is the prom?
It's Friday.
This coming Friday.
Yep.
See, man, and the thing is, it's going to be very difficult now because you guys are doing all this sentimental stuff together. Now you were her first. You're going to the prom. I mean, all of these sentimental landmarks, man, it's going to be way hard to really break this shit down to her.
It's like the wrong time.
It really is, man. And I would say don't do it just for integrity purposes. You just don't drop the bomb on her yet. But just be real cool and be real gradual about it, man. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, again, when you do drop the bomb, I don't want you calling up on some shit like this here. Whining because you mad because she's out there getting her some new dick. If you getting you some new pussy, she can get us some new dick. You dig?
Yes.
Alright, Playboy, thanks for the call, man.
Alright, no problem, Steph.
Anyway, deep stuff. I that situation is kind of tricky, y'all. That's kind of a tricky situation. You know, you're getting with a person and there's a lot of sentimental value there, but you're really not in the relationship for the long term. That's a very difficult thing, man. And you do care about the person's well-being, but still you have other desires and other wants. And all my 18-year-old cats out there, you shouldn't be in long-term relationships anyway at all. When people get married, that kills me. When motherfuckers be getting married at 18 and 19, come on, y'all. See, what happened with my brother who just called, it sounds like he got into a little relationship with a young lady who gave him some ass on a regular basis. And then once you see that you can get ass elsewhere, you're like, shit, what am I in a relationship for? But if you're already in the relationship, you start feeling that guilt. That's why I always tell my young dudes, my 18, 19-year-old dudes, your situation, your dating situation is definitely going to increase. It's going to always get better when you get older. So you shouldn't get into these deep, committed relationships real young. Because you're going to want to get some notches under your belt. You dig what I'm saying? Anyway, let me read some other emails and see what's going on. I got an email from another brother on MySpace. Let me read this brother's email. It's from Chris James. What's up, Chris James? Chris James said, what's up, Flex? I guess since it's getting warmer, a lot of these women want to break out their sandals. Today, every single woman I saw had sandals on, but they had the most horrendous looking feet. I was actually getting sick. Their feet were dry, cracked, and their toenails were unbelievably horrific. I believe women's feet should be clean and well taken care of. These women acted like, well, who cares? I was totally turned off by these women. Sorry I had to get that off my chest, but it was that bad. Man, let me drink my tea real quick. Hold on. Now, Chris, I feel you 100%. I always talk about women's feet and how I like women with nice feet. Anybody who knows me, all the women who know me, they know that I'm hell on your goddamn feet. Women know better than to even come around me. Women who I deal with, they know not to even come around if their feet and nails are not together. I don't even let women like that around me. I will make them take their asses to a nail shop. I've had girls, before they come to my house, they'll sit out in the car and paint their nails before they came in. I really don't play with that nail shit. I like women looking dainty, feminine and dainty. You always have your shit right. Don't come up in my house looking like you've been crip walking in flip flops. I hate women with fucked up feet. And most of those women in the hood be having those old raggedy ass feet. Feet be all crispy and dry around the back. You ever seen them old rusty ass heels? Flaky ass heels. Heels look like funnel cakes. That shit is nasty. The feet says a lot about you, women. Your feet say everything about you. Because the feet, that's the only thing. You can't really disguise feet. Either you take care of your feet or you don't. And the feet says a lot about women. I've said this before. You can tell a woman's age. You can tell a woman's basic income. You can tell her social status. You can tell a lot by the feet. You can get breast implants, plastic surgery, or whatever, but you can't. Them feet will tell the whole story. So I'm real big on feet. So women, get your feet right. Fellas, ain't nothing wrong with wanting your woman to have her foot game together. Anyway, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Don't forget, May 1st, Tariq Nasheed live at Yale. Order it right now, maclessons.com. Like to thank everybody for listening. Like to thank everybody for calling in. Y'all have a good afternoon. Holla.